This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains this last day ahead of the WASDE report released tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're seeing a little bit more position squaring coming out of the overnight trade. We had, in the 5 o'clock hour, we had beans up a little bit, corn up a little bit, wheat up quite a bit, kind of counteracting some of the trade we saw yesterday. But then as we got closer to the morning break, we saw that kind of slough off. Corn goes into the break down about a penny and beans down about three, but wheat held double digit gains in all three classes, with spring wheat up 11.5, Chicago up 10, KC up 14. So the wheat could kind of control the small grains and maybe lend a little strength to the corn, but that'll remain to be seen as we go through the day session here. Again, ahead of that WASDE report that probably is going to require some position squaring by the time we get to 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So, Eric, every time we go into a WASDE report release, we're always trying to think about, you know, what are the most important things to keep an eye on? So from your perspective, what will you be looking towards first tomorrow?
Well, I think I'm going to probably be going straight to the world numbers, and particularly the South American numbers. For me, that's where the biggest potential for surprise will lie tomorrow. USDA has a tendency in this May report, because it is the first one that looks at new crops, so they have a tendency to do things very systematic. Right or wrong, it is what it is, and this is how they do it. They're going to use intended acreage, and they're going to likely use trend line yields. Now, are we going to make 52 bushel beans and 181 corn? Nobody knows at this point. I would think most would look around and say, well, probably not likely. However, they have to start somewhere, and so they start with those trend lines. So that should be baked into the market a little bit. So then where could the surprises be? I think it lies in South America. And do we see meaningful cuts to the Brazil soybean production? Do we see meaningful cuts to both Brazil and Argentine corn production? And then what are they forecasting for exports will be the last thing on that supply and demand that could hold a little bit of a surprise, because really corn needs to be revised a little higher on the export front, and beans probably need to be revised a little lower on the export front. How much? That'll be where the surprise could be on the domestic numbers. Otherwise, it's going to be all about South America for me personally.
Eric, let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
Well, yesterday was a little bit of a soft day for the cattle, particularly. Hogs held their own, but still struggling to find support. Now, yesterday we did see enough action in the hogs to make me think that possibly that was a stopping point, and now we could see some higher trade. But then this morning, weekly export sales come out, and both beef and pork were a little lackluster at best. And so I don't know if we're going to see any real fireworks there, any kind of bounce off of support. But summer months seem to be at a level where they're finding some footing, at least for now. Cattle yesterday was a bigger down day. You had feeder cattle down almost $2 across the board. Fat cattle were down $1.50 across the board. Box beef can't get going, and we saw choice cuts hold above $300 for quite some time, and this is going back a couple months. And then about a month ago, we started sloughing off, and we've not been able to get back and achieve that level since then. The boxes can't get any higher. The live cattle can't get any higher. We're going to struggle to see the feeder cattle get any higher as well. And these deferred contracts do have a premium to the front month stuff. So something's got to give here, and I'd like to see maybe the beef catch a jump here now that we can finally get some decent grilling weather in bigger portions of the country. It's been kind of a long spring here that has held back that grilling demand that we would normally see by this time of the year.
As we know, with the low just overall supply numbers in the beef cattle, one of the trends that we've been talking about is feeding those cattle to higher weights and getting them to a higher end weight. In your talk with producers, Eric, has that been the case across the board? Has that been a subset of producers? Has that been not as widespread as maybe we might think?
It has been very widespread, and I would say that even some that are a little late to that party are finding out that they can get better yield, they can get better grade, they're doing better if they feed them a little bit bigger. The one thing that I think throws a wrinkle in that theology right now is that we had such a great growing season over the winter. These cattle didn't have bad conditions in most areas. I can't throw a blanket over the whole country, of course, but a lot of cattle feeders had super cooperative weather conditions, and these calves were able to pack on pounds over the winter that they would normally be a little more delayed on. And so you're going to start seeing calves come to market that normally wouldn't happen until the June, July timeframe. We're already starting to see it here in early May and now coming up on mid May, of course. But so there are some things that are factoring in here. And I think that perfect growing season, they were just able to pack on the pounds over the winter, is a big deal.
And then, Eric, one more question, and maybe this is a dumb question, but when it comes to the WASD report, of course, the focus is on the grains, but is there anything in the report that you look to as it relates to livestock?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always look for what's the USDA forecasting. I don't try to go too far into the future, but I like to see what is the USDA forecasting for average prices on the livestock. And normally I don't go more than about two quarters ahead just to get a feel for where they're at, because sometimes they do have some insight that can cause market shifts that maybe we don't see coming yet from a global demand front. And we did see China making some big purchases just here in the last couple of weeks. They've made a couple of really nice purchases. Although this week's sales were disappointing, that can happen after you get a couple of really solid weeks ahead of us. So I'm anxious to see what they're going to do on the demand front for U.S. beef and pork. And the reality is I would be surprised if they revised it up very much, because I just don't know that we have the supply on the beef side, particularly. I don't know that we have the domestic supply to really facilitate the same export program that we've seen in years gone by.
He is Eric Rolf of Comstock, our guest here today. Eric, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can find us on all the social media outlets. You can check out the Comstock channel on YouTube. You can go to the website at comstock.com or just give us a call, 712-227-1110.
Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it as always, and best of luck with the busy day tomorrow with the WASD report.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. July corn down one even at 457.5. July soybeans down 4.75 at 12.23 even. July soybean meal down 30 cents at 378.20. July soybean oil down 52 cents at 43.27. Chicago wheat up 11.75 at 645.75. Minneapolis wheat up 10 even at 712.75. Kansas City hard red wheat up 13.75 at 662.25. July oats down 2.75 at 394.75. On the Merck, June live cattle up 42 cents at 176.90. May feeder cattle up 70 cents at 240.90. June lean hogs unchanged at 98.72. June pork cutout unchanged at 105 even. Class 3 milk up 6 cents at 18.66. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.